was 14 when my husband asked me to marry him.
14?
I was 14 years old, and he left me engaged for a year. My mom and my dad. My dad was totally against it because I was my dad's favorite. There was 11 of us. There's 11 of us. There's, you know, I got 10 brothers and sisters. And my dad was totally, totally against it. But my mom said, if you want to marry her, you come back next year and you can marry her. And the reason for that was because she told my dad, if we don't let her get married through the church the right way, he will come, he will take her. And because my dad took my mom and she didn't get to see her mom for 10 years. And she said, I don't want that for my daughter. So if they want to wait, next year when they come back, we'll make their wedding. And I got married here in Moorhead at the Catholic Church at St. Joseph's.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So he had to wait a year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was after the migrant season. They went to Texas. And, you know, my mom probably triggered, you know, in that year. You know, he'll either get married down there or do, you know, and you'll forget about him. No, when he came back, we did all the process. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the father that was teaching at St. Joseph's was from Mexico. And down there, you can get married young. Mm-hmm. But we didn't realize that I was way too young. So what happened that we had to get the bishop from Crookston to make, you know, to give us, you know, that it was okay, you know, that we were doing everything right. Mm-hmm. We had to go to classes and, yeah. So we've been married for 37 years.
Well, so he wanted to marry you at 14, but married you at 15.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he left me engaged at 14. He was 19. I was 15, and he was 20 when we got married.
So instead of a quinceañera, you had a real wedding.
Yep, I got married, but I had a lot. I had, like my quinceañera, I had like 12 bridesmaids. I had a big, big wedding.